It gets in front of Rav Achi, and he said, "Torachat talamid al kol ois va'ois." Yesterday we spoke about the different shittas that Rishonim pshat in Rav Achi. What was Rav Achi saying? The Ravid holds, the Rav Achi holds, paskins like Rabba, and it's that simple. Paskins like Rabba. Therefore, you need that you get to be the funny nechtav is edus on the lishma. That's what the Ravid says. We had two different pshatim in Rabba. According to Tosfos, Rabba is just a laz. According to Rashi, is a real chash of shalom lishma. According to Rabba, but that's one pshat is the Rava that's saying over here that we're going in shitas Rabba. The Ritva said, however, no, maybe it's really Rava. And the problem is, you have to say v'fana nechtav. You can't say v'fana nechtav if you're not there by the whole thing, or else it wasn't v'fana nechtav. You got to be honest, and it's not a real edus. And then we have the shita of the Ramban, which we said is also Tosfos Rid, and the Beis Yosef, which is that maybe it's Rava, but Rava really also agrees that the edus is on the Shema. In other words, when we said asilachlufe doesn't mean now just say stam, just say something in Bezdin. You have to say an edus about something. What's the edus you're going to be being made on? You're made on the Shema. So in the end of the day, according to the Ramban, even though we're saying Rav Achi goes like Rava, he's still being made on the lishma of the get. Then we come to the bottom of the Gemara, and we see that the sheet of Rabbi Lazar is afilu kasabal sheet achas lishma shuv eino tzarech, which means you only need one line to be written lishma. Over here we have what appears to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi not by us, but on Daf Tes Vav. Rashi says, what's the point of the sheet achas? It's the sheet rishonah shebo shema isha isha vazman, which the Miri says it doesn't have to be, it's all on one line. The point is that it's the main line. It's the one that's the most important line. That's what we call the tarif. What?
Why?
Why doesn't it just say the word tarif? Because it's confusing. Why does it want to be confusing? Ask Yoni. But the point is, over here, that's basically what it means. The chayret means the tarif. According to Rashi, I don't know. Tovi's asking a good question. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say the point is mamish the first line. This is pirish. Shalai roa elashita rishayna. The mistama simu lishma. All you saw is that he wrote the first line, and you can assume the rest was automatically done lishma. The point is, you started lishma, we're going to assume you finished the lishma. According to Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference what's on the first line. It's irrelevant. The point is, it's the beginning. If you started off on the right foot, probably you'll finish it on the right foot also. Those are the two pshatim. So, kum tochais, we said, machlokes tin Rashi and Tosfos, the Pelos Chaim is somewhat medayik in the Gemara, is according to Rashi, we're talking to the Sofer, afilu lo kasev boy elashita achas. They're talking to how much the Sofer has to write. Masha'in Kane, according to Tosfos, it's not about the cipher, it's about how much we have to be made about what he wrote. That we have to pierce Shalai Roh Ela Shita Rishayna. The Shliach only saw Shita Rishayna. So therefore, the discussion is really on the Shliach, not on the cipher. Rav Kamenetsky yesterday asked a Peladik Akasha, which the Akasha was MS bothering me also, but he brought it mamish out in a very strong way. The question is, according to Rashi, that Rashi says that over here, what Rav Elazar is saying is the Sofer only has to write one line lishma. Before, when Rav Achi said, Tzorachat alamed al kol ois va'ois. Tzorachat alamed al kol ois va'ois. The Shliach has to stand there over every single ois. Now, Rav Elazar says later on, the only thing the Sofer has to write lishma is
the first line.
Isn't that strange? How is it that Rav Achi is saying you have the Shliach has to make sure every line is Lishma if Rav Elazar says the only thing you have to write Lishma is one line?
Is it talking about the letter? Maybe you can't even be Khan the first time. You have to actually see the first line.
What?
You can't just hear the first line being written. You have to
but he says, Tzorach HaTlam El Kol Ois Va'Ois.
The first line.
No, it can't be that. Why can't it be that? You tell me. Why can't it be that? Because what's the next mandarma who argues? Loi tzriches, ela shita achas, Rashi says. Loi tzriches, the one who argues on Rav Achai says, Loi tzriches, ela shita achas. So what does Rav Achai mean? Tzorach atalama kol ois va'ois? Kol ois va'ois of the entire get.
So just because when you say b'fanei nechta, you can't be lying.
If that's the only thing that needs to be you're saying they're going like the Ritva now, you're doing the Ritva's shot. Saying based on what the Ritva was saying, that it's really not in the Lishma needs it to be that, it's just
the opposite.
Right. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, I would like to try to answer as follows. Perhaps you could say, so you could say that Rav Achi argues on the din of Lishma. Rav Achi holds the entire get has to be Lishma. Therefore, at Torah Lamed, I'll call his voice. He's not only arguing about what the Shliach has to do, he's also arguing on what the Sefer has to do, and it's really Machlokes in two. But perhaps maybe not. Maybe, as we said yesterday, Rav Achi is just coming to be Machmir. He's being Machmir and saying you have to be Omer, I'll call his voice. How could you be Machmir, I'll call his voice, if the Sefer only has to write the one line Lishma? Perhaps the pshat is as follows. We saw previously the Gemara. The Gemara later on says, on Daf Chav Gimel Dachsach, look up the Gemara. The Gemara says the following interesting memra. Kilu kishu kaisvai, kiilu kaisvai lishma. It's a cryptic line in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't know what it means exactly. Kishu kaisvai, kilu kaisvai lishma. When he writes it, it's if he wrote it lishma. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Kishu kaisvai letairef lishma, kilu kaisvai letaifes lishma. The Gemara has another interpretation. Kishu chaisvai lishma, kilu kaisvai lishma. The Gemara is going through different interpretations. But over here the Gemara says, kishu kaisvai letairef lishma, kilu kaisvai letaifes lishma. What does that mean? So, in other words, practically, what do you have to write lishma? Only the tairef. But when you write the Torah Lishma, what's the din? It's as if the Torah is Lishma. That you make the Torah. So I ask you a question. Does the Torah have to be Lishma? Yes. What do you mean the Torah has to be Lishma? You have to write the Torah Lishma. Yeah, because when you write the Torah Lishma, it's Ki'ilu, you have the Torah Lishma. So there is a din Lishma on the Torah also. So if Achai was being Machmer saying you have to be Oymer HaKol Oiz Vois. Now let me ask you a question. I want to say a very big Kiddush now. The answer is because if you write the Torah, it's the same way that we said on Daf Beit Gimel Amid Beis. Ikur haget zuhi chasimasoi. According to Shitas Rav Meir, according to Rav Elazar, ikur haget zuhi ksivas haTorah. So once the Torah is done b'mechubah, it's like the b'talosh, like the whole thing was done b'talosh. It's the same exact the way that we learned then in Rashi. This is Rashi going to be Rashi l'shitasai. That Rashi learned then that as long as the ikur was done l'shma or b'talosh or anything like that, it's that defines the entire get over here also. It's going to be the same. Toby, it's the same question we have over there on Rabbi Lazar. On Rameir, I mean. It's the same kasha. How can Rameir allow only the chsima to be betalish if you're saying that you need be'etzem the whole get to be betalish? The answer is that the din of the get is nikva based on the chsima. We also, the din of the get is going to be nikva based on the tarif. What? It's a little different than Tosis. I hear what you're saying. Tosis is saying we can assume that the rest was done lishma. According to what we're saying in Rashi, the pshat is the tarif makes the tarifus lishma, but the tarifus tak has to be lishma, but the tarif makes the tarifus lishma. So the shma exists in the tarifus mikoyach v'tarif. Okay. The shaila is, what is the pshat in Tosis that Yoni just brought up? Tosis says that Pirush Shalayra Ela Shita Rishayna Mistama Sima Lishma. What is the Mistama Sima Lishma? There's two pshatim in the Achroinim. There's the Heliga Peles Chaim. The Peles Chaim was Reb Chaim Sofer, the Ungarish Reb Chaim. That's one pshat. The other pshat is what I see here brought from Reb Yosef Doi Valevi Salavechik in the Sefer Shiurei Harav. What's the pshat in Tosfos? Rabbi say, tell me how you learn Tosfos. Tosfos says once we're made on the first line, once you read the first line, Mistama Simu Lishma. Does that mean to say that Mistama the Sofer kept the same mindset? If that was his mindset in the first line, that was probably his mindset in the second and third and fourth line also. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that if the Sofer had Das in the first line, even the Sofer doesn't need to have active das on the other lines. Because it happens on its own. No, it happens on its own that he has the das in the other lines. Is it automatically mistama simu lishma? No, it's mistama, not that he was actively simu lishma.
He was actively mistama.
Right. Those, again, I'll say the two pshatim. We'll start as follows. I'll give you an example, Rabbi Sai. I'll give you an example. Hold on a second. Oh, the Pels Chaim has it. You don't have the Pels Chaim here? I'm going to give you an example. So you should understand the difference between them. Thank you. Yeah. The Pels Chaim brings the following thing. He brings a Radvaz. If a person comes to shul to hear a shofar, he says he doesn't have to be thinking actively, b'shas tkiyas shofar, I'm coming to be Mekayim Mitzvah shofar. Because once you already put that das in place, so it's as if you're continuing with the das. It doesn't have to be active das. It could be just passive das. It's das, but it's passive das. For example, let's say a person is going to a chasna. This is the example that I like to use because it happens very often. A person is going to a chasna. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskin that if a person has kavana to leave early, he doesn't have to wait for a mezumin. Technically, a person can't leave a suda if there's a mezumin. You're not allowed to break out. Says Rav Moshe, if you have kavana before and to leave early, then you're allowed to leave. So when he washed, does he have to have mamish, like I'm thinking now that I'm going to leave early, or I went to the chasana and I told my friends we're leaving early, I told my wife we're leaving early, that was enough. I have to think mamish b'shas that I'm washing, or I'm continuing with that. It's like we'll call it a latent das. So when Tosfos says mistama simu lishma, does Tosfos mean to say mistama if the sofer started it with das, he continued it with active das? That's what it means. Or it means that if he started it with a das, then he doesn't need active das, and it just rolls on its own. Is it that means that it's mistama? It's as it's kielu, the das is mistama there.
So, like, if according to Tosos, if after the first line you were to stop him and say, "Are you writing a lishma?" and he goes, "Oh shoot, I forgot."
Right.
It would be lishma.
Yes. If he started with Shema, not I forgot, I wasn't thinking. If you started, you wrote the first line, I'm writing this get the Shema. The person has attention deficit. Moshe has attention deficit problems. He's writing the get the Shema, and then he started thinking about, where he's eating Friday night. And he's just writing, he's like, That depends. If you say like the Pelos Chaim says no, it means that he has active das. When he's writing, he has to constantly have his das and be thinking what we'll call acute lishma. Acute means that he's focused right now. He has to stay focused the whole time. That's the way the Pelos Chaim learns. Rabbi Yosheb Salavechik learned no. Tosis means mistoma lishma. Mistama simul lishma. It kind of happens on his own. And if you zone out, you space out. It happens. The Olam likes the Pelos Chaim's pshat. That's the way I also learned Tosfos. Very good. The Shiloh that the Pelos Chaim asks is, but why is that the case? We have so many places it's not like that. Let's say a person's writing a Sefer Torah. The halacha is you write a Sefer Torah. Once you start the Sefer Torah with your das, that it's the same Kedusha Sefer Torah. You don't have to be thinking every second, Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. It just goes. It needs an Amira. That's why, because it needs an Amira. Could be.
Anytime you have das.
So why over here does the das have to be like? If the Pelos Chaim is taka right, he asks the question on himself. Why is this any different than Sefer Torah?
Yeah, but we have a bunch of nafkamina.
So I was thinking perhaps the nafkamina is as follows. What'd you say?
So we have other nafkaminas between Torah and Get. We asked the Kasha Tosfos before about being Mabato.
And Elul. That's too long ago for us to remember. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Good. We have to see what the nafkaminas are. But I want to say what nafkaminas is as follows. I want to clarify Chakira. What?
This first one off the rush.
Yeah, Rashi holds you don't need any more das. It's not only that you have latent das. There's no more. You finish the shita rishon. There's no more need for the shema. Your lishma is done. You're finished. Complete job done. According to Tosfos, you have to finish. The shita is you have to finish it with like active das or acute active das, or is it up latent das? That's the shaila. In fact, the Pesach Chaim, why would you need active das? I'd like to suggest as follows. Rabbi, I have a shaila to ask you. Does the get have to be written l'shem ha'ish? Does it have to be written l'shem ha'isha? Okay. And when a person writes the shem ha'ish, does he have to be thinking when he writes the shem ha'ish about the isha? Or when he's writing the ish, he has to think about the ish. When he's writing the isha, he has to think about the isha. Or when he's writing the shem ha'ish, he has to be thinking the shem ha'isha. What would you say, Rabbi Sai?
Isha, isha.
Is he thinking for both while he does each one?
Right, exactly. Does he have to think about both when he does each one?
No.
Rabbi Kamenetsky, what would you say? So the ish is ish, and the isha is isha. That's what I thought also. It's not muchach, I don't have hechach. But if that's true, then I have an answer to the Pels Chaim. Because the pshat is that there's different lishmas going on in the get at different times. There's not one thing. Sefer Torah is one das Sefer Torah. How do you deal with Shemais that Avi Fogel is going to tell you about? There's a different thing. But Sefer is Kedusha Sefer Torah. There's one das. Kedusha Sefer Torah doesn't change. But in a get, I have to have das for the Ish here. I have to have das for the Isha there. Because the Lishma is changing, there's multiple Lishmas going on. So you have to have constant das.
You can't have das in the beginning by a get. For this Isha, for this...
There's no din in that. There's a din of having Das Gerushin. Then when you write the Shema Isha, you have to have Das this Ish. You write the Shema Isha, you have to have Das Shema Isha. So therefore, because they're different dinim, so you don't automatically assume, because he started at Lishma, that it's going to continue. There's a new Lishma coming in. There's a new Lishma. The Lishma you started with is not the Lishma that you're ending with. So because we're changing Lishmas, just because he started to get Lishma, is not Muchach, which is basically what the Pelos Chaim says to answer the question. Okay, now we go on to another Manda Omar. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar, afilu kan kul misa v'kan megilta. Rav Ashi says, we're going even if it's kan kul misa v'kan megilta. So it seems like Rav Ashi is taking it another step. The first Manda Omar is Rav Achi. What did Rav Achi say you need? Kol ois vois. Then we came and we have Rav Elazar. What did Rav Elazar say?
One line.
Comes along Reb Ashi and says, even kan kumasa kan megilta. What's kan kumasa kan megilta? Rashi says two pshatim. Rashi says, tikun hakumas vahaklaf, shama kishetikneu lishma kishachoit chenoisa machlikinoisa. What does that mean? It means the kumas is the quill, or the whatever you write with, and the klaf is what you're writing on, is the parchment. He hears when he's misakin them that he's misakin them lishma. So what does the word kan kol misa mean lefizeh? L'chor kan is miloshen tikun, Reb Shalom Menachem said. L'chor is miloshen tikun. Tikun when you're preparing it. Which means even before you started writing. L'chorah, that's what Rabbi Ashi is saying. Rabbi Achoy says you need the whole thing. Comes along Rabbi Elazar and says you only need the first line. Comes along Rabbi Ashi and says you don't even the first line. Even before you start writing, all I have to hear is that the preparation, the hachana, was done lishma, and you're good. So he says Rush explains in Rashi, you don't need the hachana to be done lishma. What he means is that I've already got myself in the lishma zone once I've started. That's going to be enough. Okay, Rashi says another pshat, v'li nira, Rashi has a different pshat that he likes better, kan kumisa is kol hakumis. Kishu kaise v'kol hayariya kishu nishma kimisha amar kan kan. If you would hear someone using, it sounds like kan kan. That's what it sounds like when you're writing on a clock. So therefore it's kan, the word kan doesn't mean tikkun, it's just the sound that it makes. And then Rashi brings another thing, is the gasi kol kulmasa. Kol kulmasa means the sound of the kulmas. Kan. Kan. There it is. So there's three pshatim in kan kulmasa. Either it's tikkun kulmas, or it's just it's a
the sounds of the kulmas.
Alright, we're making a sound, or it means kol chol mesam. But there's two pshatim in Rashi. Either pshat in Rashi is the hachana, or it doesn't mean the hachana. According to the second pshat in Rashi, you're actually hearing him writing, but you're not seeing him writing. So you hear the writing. You hear shu nishma ki she'omer kan kan. L'chayra, according to the second pshat of Rashi, Rav Ashi is not really coming to change from Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar and Rav Achi are talking about how much has to be lishma. What's the amount that has to be lishma? Comes along Rav Ashi and says, yeah, but how much do I have to witness? How much do I have to see? What's the quality of the edus of lishma? Comes along Rav Ashi and says, it's enough if I just hear it. I don't see it. According to the first pshat of Rashi, I'm saying, look, I could even technically leave once I see the preparation, the hachana, the tikkun kolness is enough. So we're going down on how much you need. You need the whole thing, you need the first line, you just need the tikkun. And second, according to the second pshat of Rashi, the chayra, it's not even clear that Rav Ashi is arguing b'chlal and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, you need to witness the shita achas lishma. Comes on Rav Ashi, how do I witness that? Do I have to actually see it, or is it enough? I just hear it.
Well, either way, it seems to be he's going from the shliach. Rav Ashi was going on the sefer, no? I mean, not Rav Ashi. Rav Elazar was on the sefer.
He's saying the sefer needs to write, and I have to hear. Right, so that's not a machlekes. Then it's not a machlekes.
Then
what?
Either pshat, Rav Ashi is talking about the shliach hearing.
Yeah, but the shaila is in achanami. But the shaila is before he says shita achas, then. The implication is that I have to be made on the Shita Achas. Implication, it's not Muchach Yirach. Akopanim. The Chayra, the language of the Gemara is Mashman that Rav Ashi is coming to be Chaylik. Why? Because it says Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Kan Kumas. When Rav Ashi is not coming to argue, he's just coming to add. So the rule is he says Amar Rav Ashi. Here it says Rav Ashi Omar, Pashtus Rav Ashi is coming to argue. Just the language. We said it depends on which one you learn, but the language of Rav Ashi Omar seems to imply that. Now, comes along Rav Yosha Ber Salavechik, and he says, I'll explain to you very well why it is that Rashi likes the second pshat over the first pshat. Because this is going to depend on the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos that we had on the bottom of Daf Hayamid Beis, right here. In other words, according to Rashi, when we said that you need Shita Achas is saying that really all you need is Shita Achas to be Lishma. That's all you need. Tosfos said, no, really you need the whole thing to be Lishma. It's just that it's enough to be made only on the first line. Memela, according to Rashi's pshat, that Rashi says, whatever you're being made on is what we are aware of. We don't assume just because he was made on one thing that it's going to tell us about something else. When Rav Elazar said Shita Rishayna, he didn't mean Shita Rishayna, and therefore we'll know about more. Shita Rishayna is because all you need is Shita Rishayna. So is it possible to say that Rav Ashi is also saying all you need is Kan Kumis? That all you have to be made on is the Hachana? Is the Lashma, the Hachana itself? Of course not. The Lashma is in the Ksiva. You might say only one line of the Ksiva, the entire Ksiva, but it's for sure the Ksiva. So how could the Hachana be good enough? It must be the Hachana is good enough because if you see the Hachana, Mistama Simon Lishma. You assume that he was Messiah at Lishma. That's Tosfos. So the first Pshat in Rashi works better with Tosfos. The second Pshat in Rashi, where Rashi says that you technically witness the entire Ksiva that needs to be Lishma. Just the way you witnessed it is through hearing, not through seeing. That's going to be Rashi Lishita, say that we don't automatically assume because part of it is Lishma, the rest of it is also. We don't assume that he follows through on his Lishma. Therefore, it's Rashi Lishita, say. Yeah. Zok Toisvis. Afilu kan kulmisa, says Toisvis, Veloidami le suma, de pasa lahavi get beperek sheni. Toisvis asks a question. Toisvis says, if you could be made through hearing, so why should a suma be puzzle? A suma, does a suma have das, someone who's blind?
Yeah.
Yes. So he's not puzzle because he doesn't have das. So why is a suma puzzle? The Gemara says, on daf, chav gimel amed aleph, because he can't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Frek toisvis, why can't he say b'fanei nechta, he should just hear it. Let him just, our sugya says, kan kumisa, kan megilta. He should just hear it, and that should be enough. What?
Didn't we say because it's not possible for him to see? So that's why he has psul.
No, that's what we're talking about in Elaim. There's a psul in Elaim, that Elaim has to be able to speak. Because that's a psul in Elaim. Over here, it doesn't seem like that in the Gemara. It's not, the Gemara says, we'll see, I'll show you why. You have to see what the difference is, because there's a custom by Elam. But you'll see in the Gemara over there that it's not like that. Frek Toysis, so why is the Suma puzzle? Can't say Fanachta Fanachtam. What?
So why can't say Fanachta?
So therefore he can't be made.
Right, but if we know that he could be made on just a hearing of the...
That's Toysis' Kasha. Toysis, so why can't he be made? It says Toysis, Suma's different. Tosfos doesn't explain. He doesn't explain why is Suma different. Says the Tosfos Arash, I'll tell you why. Because a Suma, when he comes in and says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, he's nira kimeshaker. What does that mean?
Liar.
It looks like he's a liar. Is he a liar?
No.
Can he say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Is that called a lying bezdin? Will we accept that Eidos?
Yeah.
In theory?
Yes.
What's the problem with a Suma saying b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? It looks like he's lying. How in the world are you saying b'fanechta b'fanechta that you got to be joking? If a person can see but didn't see, and he says b'fanechta b'fanechta, is anyone there going to be suspicious if he says b'fanechta b'fanechta? No, right? Because he could be saw it. But if he can't see, now Bezdin in theory would accept his edus, because kan kill kan komas a kan guilt is good. What's the problem? Nira kimishaker. It's like a maris ayin, a laz, whatever you want to lose. It's a nira kimishaker. That a person should be a suma? Yeah. Okay, it's going to get more than that. It's a good kasha. What?
Why didn't we have a havamina that this was the case of any yachal? Someone was blind.
We include loy ra, include loy ra. Yeah, we can't. He can't. Yeah. Okay, you have to go do your chazara and work on that back over there. Okay. But Rabbi said, I have a bigger kasha. My kasha is like this. This be'etzim is my chavrusa's kasha from first seder, and I was slugging it out with Rabbi Silver right before shir. Kasha is as follows. The Gemara on over there, that Tosfos is bringing Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Toivi, I want you to answer this kasha for me, okay? The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Suma can't bring a get. Why not? The Gemara says, why can't he bring a get? He has Das, Kotten, Cherish, Shoita, Kotten, they can't bring a get. Why not? They don't have Das. Why can't a Suma bring a get? So says the Gemara, you know what? We're talking about bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz. He could bring a get, he just can't bring it from Chutz La'aretz. Why can't he bring a get from Chutz La'aretz? Can't say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Can't say b'fanei nechta. That's Tosfos Kasha. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, okay, what about a person who was a pikeach? That means he was able to see and he became blind. Can he bring a get? Says the Gemara, yes. So he walks into Bezdin, blind as a bat. And he says, "B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta." Do we accept it?
Still looks like a liar.
He still looks like a liar. And the Gemara says, "Yes, it's good." So what do I see? You can have a blind person walking the bed and saying, "B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta." What happened to Nira Kimishaker?
I guess why is it they knew that Kimishaker? Maybe he was Pekeach.
Right? Is that Nira Kimishaker? Why is it Nira Kimishaker? So then over here we know. How do we know that he was blind? He'll tell us. Over here, he'll tell us. Listen, I heard the Kolmos. I didn't see it. I heard it. Fanachlo. What's the problem? Says what?
Says
what? Yeah. Yeah. What difference does it make? The point is like this. You see over there that we don't say Nira Kimishaka. That person is blind as a bat. So that's always three random people. And why can he ever bring a get a Summa? Summa can bring a get in front of three random people. Can a Summa bring a get in front of three random people? He's Summa from the beginning till the end. Why not? You can't. Why not? It's Nira Kimishaka. So why is Pekech in a... And it's not any different. That's true. It's a Milsa Tula Shchicha. Lo Gazu Be'er Bonim, maybe over there they shouldn't have to say Fanach to Fanach them at all. But at Kamas you have to say Fanach to Fanach them. La Maisa.
When this blind person walks with the Bezel, Bezel is the blind person. Even though we're going to accept his testimony, we're naturally going to say, I'm sorry you can't give ages. But over here, when the guy's coming from Kotzer, even though he's blind, he's like, yeah, but I saw the gap being ran.
What difference does it make? Who cares? Why?
Because he's testifying. I saw it.
So I'm testifying.
Like, do you ever see it? No.
I heard it. So who cares? Hearing it is good enough.
He's saying better. He's saying I saw it.
What difference does it make? Hearing and seeing, it's the same thing. I feel a kan kumaso works. I can be made. You're stopping me from being made. Why? Who cares?
Now, what does it look like?
What do you have to see it for? I want to save it. Fun enough to fun enough them.
The guy's saying I saw it.
What?
He's blind. He's saying, "Yeah, you're right. I'm blind now, but I saw it."
He's not saying I saw it.
The guy, the shiap in Chutzlars, he's coming from Chutzlars.
That's not his edus.
Best is going to see a blind person, not going to take his edus. Coming in, I was.
What difference does it make?
Because he's going to clarify what happened.
So let him clarify over here also.
But over here, he can't clarify because the guy was always blind.
So what? But he doesn't have to see it. Concord is enough.
Yes.
He does. He doesn't have to see it. The Gemara says over here, if you hear it's enough. So walk, listen to me. You walk into Besdin and I say, I didn't see it. I am blind. I was always blind. I heard it. Is hearing it good enough? Yes or no?
Yes.
So fine. So I'm saying fine after fine after. What's the problem? So what?
We're making a difference.
What's the difference?
That's what we're making a difference.
So Tezer Rush says the difference is Nira Kimishaka, but that doesn't make a difference if he was blind or is blind. Either way, it's the same Nira Kimishaka.
Yes, it does.
The Nira Kimishaka part is really that a regular shliach that could see is when he said the fine after fine after, even when he only heard it, he sees the get written and signed. So he said, this is what I heard being written and signed. As opposed to a blind person can't say that.
Can't say what?
That I heard that this
straight
is
up lying when he says we find out the point.
He's like, not straight up lying. Because only Nirakim is shaka. Not saying it's a shaka.
He has to be made on something. What is he being made on?
Then you're saying a new teretz. That's not Tzitzit Rosh. It's not Nirakim is shaka. He's Meshaka.
It's
not Nirakim is shaka.
It's not
Meshaka. So what's the problem?
Because saying that you heard it maybe by a shliach is different than by a suma.
Why?
Because by a shliach, when he says, I heard it, he said, I heard this. He's looking at the paper. He said, I heard this being written inside.
So then you're saying it's a sheker.
No, but it's not a sheker by a suma, but it's stronger by a regular shliach.
What is stronger? What does that mean?
Because he could say, I
so
heard
So what?
This.
Who cares? Is it admissible or not admissible?
For all the suma knows, he's holding a blank piece of paper.
So then he's mishanker. He's not saying edus.
So
your edus is not true.
I'm saying,
so then, but that's not near.
Why is that different?
Because he was able to see. He says,
but right
in this
now,
paper
we see him in
right.
Still looks like it's Nira Kimishaka. Still looks like he's lying.
That's what I'm trying to say. Nira Kimishaka is not maybe not that it looks like he's lying. It's maybe that it's not. It looks like he's lying for a different reason, not because he's lying.
Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to suggest a different teretz, if you don't mind. Rabbi Silver also was trying something else. Not maskim. Very, very aggressively not maskim. So what Rabbi Silver was saying. But we would like to suggest the following test. I didn't tell Rabbi Silver our teretz. I'd like to suggest, if you look in the Mishnah over there, on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, Akol Ksherim Lahavias Aget, Chutz Mishcheresh Shoyte V'Kotan, V'Suma V'Evid Kanan, V'Evid Koychavim. Now, the Mishnah says, everyone's kosher to bring a get. This really doesn't have to do with bringing the get, right? This has to do with saying B'Fanech L'Fanech Tam. It has to do with the Eidos. So why is it listed in the Mishnah of Akol Ksherim Lahavias Aget? As Ichmein is Kenzai in the Pshat is as follows. When the Chachom passed Tsuma, for whatever reason they passed them because of Nira Kimishaker, what did they passel? They passeled that the Tsuma cannot bring the get. He can't be the Shliach Lo Hilocha. But once he was able to become Shliach Lo Hilocha, why is he able to become Shliach Lo Hilocha? Because he was fine when he made him a Shliach. punct along the way, he became a summa. The chachamim puzzled the hava, kol kshem the havias again. But in the b'shas hava, he was a pikeach. There was not possible. In the chanami, maybe over here you're gonna have a problem of nirkim mishaker. But the chacham didn't just stam say anyone's nirkim mishaker is possible. It was the gedder takanas chachamim. The gedder was that we puzzled the hava. That was only in the hava. What? The answer is as follows. Thank you for asking. The answer is as follows. We asked the question, if there's a problem of nirkim mishaker on a suma, why is it any better if he was once not blind and now he's blind? He's still nirkim mishaker in front of us. The answer is nirkim mishaker was what caused Bezdin to create a takana. What was the takana Bezdin made? It's kol ksherim Ksherim lahavias again, chutz micherishoit v'katan v'suma. Suma is pasul lahavias again. Where did the psul go? Where did the chacham stop you from doing? They said, you cannot be a shliach lehavo. They stopped him from being the shliach. If they stopped him from being the shliach, so then that's only b'shas the shliach, the mina shlichos. He is not an eligible shliach. But what would happen if? B'shas that they made him a shliach, he was eligible, and something happened afterwards, then he got through the cutoff. That's the way that the Chacham cut him off. How they do it? They said you can't be a shliach la'evo.
So you're saying that
shliach
wouldn't be possible because you're only not allowed to make a blind person.
Right.
Once you do them.
Right.
Why
is that not Meshach HaShikra then? And Chanami is Meshach HaShikra. But again, we go with this idea that there's the Sivas HaTakana and the Gedar HaTakana. Chachamim, because they were worried about Shikra, so they said over here, we're going to make a cutoff. What are we going to do? We're going to not make him let him be a shliach. What's the shliach already? In a chanami, so some people that are going to go in, but that doesn't bother us. Okay.
So because he became a shliach already, so that means that he bypassed the takana.
It's a bypass. It's a bypass. Correct.
It's still going to be a nirkim
shakar. Right? It's a bypass on the takana.
Not necessarily, if we know the story that he was probably fine.
It's nirkim mishaker.
Why? We know that he was healing.
We don't know. How do we know?
I thought we said that he said
I was fine. I don't. There's a din he has to say on Bezdin. If he doesn't say it in Bezdin, so he just walks into Bezdin and says fun after fun after. Okay. I'm going to allow the items to try to work on it tonight. You're right, in the Chanami. Bezdin happens to know, or if he has to say it, you're right.
It's Mashman Teshis, Teshis, it's Light Dami, why? Light Dami, the Sumo, why? The Puzzle, the Havia again. The Suma's even Puzzle to bring again.
Yeah. What does the Gemara weiter? Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rav Ashi. I may be getting Dinas Ayam. I feel who be bias the sefer be aliyah. Who be aliyah the sefer be bias? I feel nichnas v'yetsa kol yom kulay kosher. He's in the bias and the sefer is in the aliyah. He's in the aliyah, sefer is in the bias. I feel nichnas v'yetsa kol yom kulay kosher. Who be bias the sefer be aliyah? Lo kachazilei. If he's in the bias and the sefer is in the aliyah, he doesn't see him. That means as follows: if he's in the aliyah and the sefer is in the bias, then he can see him. How does he see him? If he's in the aliyah and the sofer is in the bias, how does he see him? You look down. That's what the Tosis Rid says. If he's in the aliyah, sofer is in the bias, you can look down. But if he's in the bias and the sofer is in the aliyah, you can't look up. I can't see what's going on upstairs.
You can see what's going on downstairs.
That's you see in the Gemara. In the aliyahs, those aliyahs, you're able to see what's going on downstairs. Or at least it's possible to see. What? Yeah, mate, I don't know. Depends on how good your eyesight is.
At least
it's possible. If you're going out, right?
No, but it could be different types of staircases up.
Spiral staircase.
Fine. So Rabbeisai says the Gemara, Elalapkun on the Shama Kan Komas of a Kan Megilta. Now the Gemara looks at the next line. Amar, I feel Nichos Vietza Kolim Kula Kosher. Man, who's the one who's Nichnas? Ile Meshliach, Hashtu Bavais the Surfer Baalia, to look a Chazali Amrit Kosher. Nichos Vietza Mi Boye. So what's the case of Nichnas Vietza? Is this a third case? Or is this like a description of the second case? In other words, like this. Let's say the shliach is in the aliyah. So he could be in the Aliyah the whole time, or he could be coming in and out of the Aliyah. He's Nechnas V'yotze. He could be in the Aliyah, or he could be Nechnas V'yotze into the Bayis. Or is this three cases? There's the Sofer in the Aliyah, there's the Sofer in the Bayis, or there's that one of them is not there the whole time at all. It's just Nechnas V'yotze coming in and out. That we'll have to see. We'd like to finish the Gemara till the two dots, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. And next week, we're going to start the next sukkah. I said what was it?